My mission is to teach you how to create and stick to a plan for your money that you believe in and love so that you can have less stress and more freedom. That is the Budget Effect, and this is the Budget Effect Podcast. Welcome in. If you want to stop the cycle of stressing about money and feeling like you're wasting money and feeling like you're not saving enough, then make sure you keep this podcast in your feed. Every week, I'm going to support you and give you insights so that you can become confident and excited to manage your money. Hit subscribe or follow, which is the little plus button if you're on Apple. Now, let's get to today's goods. People think budgeting is going to put them in handcuffs and not allow them to get what they want. But that's actually the opposite of what a budget does. A budget is just a plan to get us what we want. Do you know what you want? That's the question. That's the question that we are looking at today. Do you know what you want? So today we're going to first talk about why it's more important than ever to know what you want and be strong in your values. Number two, we're going to talk about how you can figure out and get really clear about what you want and value. And number three, we're going to talk about how a plan for your money is going to help you with all of this. So back to the big question of the day. Do you know what you want? And let me tell you that in our current day, if you don't know what you want, you will surely be influenced to what other people value. We are constantly influenced. I mean, of course, we're influenced by our friends and by our family, just being around other people, people we work with. We're going to be influenced by about what they're talking about, what they're wearing, what they're doing. We've always been like, we're a social, humans are social. We're influenced by our society, by others, of course. But now we have social media, which is like being social on steroids, and we are constantly influenced so much. Like, think about it. Home decor. I'm sure you look up home decor on Instagram or Pinterest or whatever and get all these ideas for decorating your house. Now you think you need that. Now you need to change your paint color. Now you need new countertops. Now you need all this stuff. And maybe you do really need new countertops, but maybe you don't. What are all those shows? HGTV. Like, people just think they have to constantly update their houses to the newest trends now because we are influenced by that so much. Or like our beauty routine. Yes, we deserve to have good skin. I hope you all have a great skincare routine and take care of your skin. I definitely know I need to step it up. I want to take care of my skin. Like, we deserve that. But it's like, we are constantly influenced. You got to have this product. You got to have this product. I saw a lady on Instagram. She had like some kind of motorized thing on her face. I don't know what it was, but people are intense with these beauty products and supplements. And of course, we will be influenced by that. We will think that we need them. Same thing with just like going on vacations, even just seeing other people's photos on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, whatever you have, and just seeing what other people are doing. It's like the best parts of their days. Now we feel like we need to do that as well. And the gadgets and the gizmos that we think we need for our house because people are just constantly trying to sell them to us. Like, we are being influenced to every day. And our kids are too. Oh my gosh, guys. The tween years are real. I have like one tween right now. And then my daughter is younger. But because she has an older brother, it kind of is bringing her up. It's like, geez, you guys, you're really influenced by what everybody else wants and does. And I'm a teacher, and I see that kids are so influenced by social media. Even the kids that aren't on social media, they're influenced because they're influenced by their peers who are on social media. Like, I see it. They're also being advertised to about what they think they should have, about what they think they need. So it's like, ooh, we're all just being so influenced, advertised to all the time. And because of this, because we are constantly influenced by others telling us what we should value and what we should have, it's more important than ever that we know what we actually value, that we know what we actually want. You've heard the quote, if you stand for nothing, then you'll fall for everything. And that's kind of like what this is. The point today is that we do value and desire certain things. We should. And if we are aware of those and sit down and really think about those and repeat those to ourselves, know them, write it down, then it'll be easier and more obvious to make decisions and to reach those goals and to get that stuff that we value. That stuff, maybe it's things or maybe it's ideas, maybe it's feelings, maybe it's like a word to live by. If we're aware of those, then we can reach those and live by those and not be so influenced by all these other outside influences. So now that we talked about why it's so important to know what our values are, to know what we actually value, let's move on to our second point today. How do we figure out those values? How? And my answer for you is that it's a process and it takes time. But here are three ideas for you, three ideas that I've done that have really helped me. I've been like working on my core values for years now. Here are some strategies that I have for really sitting down and figuring this out. So number one, first of all, become ultra aware that you are being influenced. Like I just told you, maybe you're aware that you're being influenced, but maybe that was kind of a wake up call that I just walked you through how much you're being influenced. But even if you knew it before, like become so aware of it so that you can turn it off, so that you see when it's happening and you don't allow it to happen to you. So if you find yourself scrolling Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, just become aware. When you feel yourself getting envious or feeling FOMO, fear of missing out, or feeling like you gotta have that, or feeling like you're not good enough or you suck, turn it off. Just become ultra aware that people are trying to sell you something. Turn the ads on mute. When I watch a show or something, as soon as it goes to a commercial, I turn the volume way down. I don't even want to listen to it. I even flip my phone upside down. Like, I do not want to be sold something. I don't want to be influenced. I don't want to be told that I need something that I actually don't need and I actually don't want. I even tell my kids this. Anytime there's an ad on TV, I'm like, you guys know they're just trying to sell this to you, right? They're just trying to tell you that you need this. Do you think you really need that? And, or even like, it's not like they're on Instagram. They're too little yet, but sometimes they're scrolling with me and we watch funny videos or something. And if an ad comes up or if it's an influencer who's like promoting a product, I will point it out to them. Like, they're trying to sell this to you. Maybe it's a good product, but they're trying to sell it to you. So be aware of that. Do you really need that? If you don't listen to them. I'm aware that people are constantly trying to sell me stuff, and my kids are aware that people are constantly trying to sell them stuff too. And it works, because just the other day, my son came up to me and he was like, "They got me, Mom. They got me. Can I use your phone? I want to go to NBAstore.com. I want something from there." Like, okay, so he still wanted it, but he realized that they sold it to him. He realized it. And I think that's good. Like, if we want to live in our own values, then we have to know that people are constantly trying to push stuff on us, and we just have to have our filter. Like, do we really need this pushed on us? Maybe, maybe not. Even like gadgets, new vacuum. I wanted a new vacuum recently, and I just heard my grandma in my ear saying, "You know, if you get a new vacuum, you still got to turn it on and use it." And I can just hear my grandma like, "Okay, you're right, grandma. I don't really need a new vacuum. I just need to vacuum using my current vacuum." Okay. So that is the first strategy to figuring out your core values, is to become aware that you're constantly being influenced and turn it off and ignore it and just kind of not allow yourself to be influenced, especially if it's bringing negative feelings upon you toward yourself. Okay. Number two strategy for figuring out your values. Do more or less. And I actually do this when I feel stressed. I'll start doing this at night and it like puts me back in line. If I'm in a really stressful week or like even a couple weeks, I can do this and get my mindset back in line. So this is what you do. You write what you want more of, all the things, write it all down, and what you want less of. All the things that you want less of, things that are bothering you right now, like don't censor yourself. Everything, little things, big things. So you might want more. For me, I can tell you what it is. I want more healthy foods. I want more stretching. I want more yoga. I want more quality time with my kids. I want more alone time. I want more skincare routine. I want more healthy hair. I want more. I think I wrote down like, I want my needs met more. Anything. I want more. It used to be like, I want more time for creativity, anything. And then less. I want less fighting in my house. I want less chips and dip. I want less candy for my kids. I want less fight arguing with me. I want less disrespect from my kids. And then you can kind of write down opposites too. Like when you write down, I want less disrespect from my kids. I want more quality time and respect from my kids. I want more sleep. I want less TV. I want less, you know, just write down what you want more or less of. And I actually do this when I feel stressed. This is also something I do to get rid of my anxiety. If I'm feeling really anxious or really stressed, I'll just start doing this a little bit every night in my journal. What do I want more of? What do I want less of? And when I do it for like a week, it kind of resets my mind. It kind of resets my mindset and gets me back to what I value. And after you make your list, whether you do it all in one sitting or whether you do it over the period of a week or a couple weeks, then sit and look at it and analyze it for what you value. So you can kind of get from my list there, I value health. I value a healthy family. I always want more healthy foods, more yoga, more water, more vegetables. Those are the things that are always on my more list. And when I'm in a funk, I always eat too much junk food. So that's always on my less list. And just looking at that, I know I value health and wellness. That is one of my core values and my kids know that. I also know that I value peace. Because on my more list, I always have like more slowness, more quiet, more listening, more alone time. I really value peace and quiet. I'm an introvert. I could actually call this simplicity. I value simplicity. You know it. You've heard me say it. And I value this so much that I follow a lot of minimalists and I do a lot of minimalist practices. And like those are the people I choose to be influenced by. Because I agree with them. I agree with what they're influencing me to do, which is simplicity and minimalism. So I've really recognized that like my Instagram can be really good and it can be supportive of the things that I value, or it can be bad and it can just be constantly trying to sell me stuff. And I try to create, because I like Instagram. And I try to create my Instagram around the things I value so that I'm influenced by the things I value. Okay, so that is the more or less list. I just want to say one more thing. I really believe that in order to survive as a single mother, I had to become a minimalist. I also am like a type B personality. I'm definitely not type A organized personality. So when I heard about minimalism, like, you don't have to have this much stuff. You don't have to take care of all this stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yes. Okay. So more or less list. It's a good one. It's a good way to figure out what you really value. And it's a good way to relieve stress. Okay. Number three. The third way I'm going to give you today to figure out what you really value is do some visualization activities. So that sounds so proper visualization activities, but you could write these down or you could just close your eyes and imagine them. And it's like, I'm sure you've heard of this before. If you could do anything with no restrictions, what would you do? And you can think about it from different areas, like way far out there. Like if I could do anything in my life with no restrictions, so money is not a restriction, finding a babysitter is not a restriction, like your kids and their schedules is not a restriction. Nothing restricts you. If you could do anything, what would you do? And like I said, you make it really far out there. Like I would travel to Egypt. I would spend every weekend in a different city. You know, if that's what you come up with, then you value travel and you value experiences. Or if you, you know, whatever you come up with, I would go to art museums. I would go see live music. Like whatever you come up with, that's what you value. And then also make it more close to home as well, like more realistic, even though it's still no restrictions, like the day to day. I mean, like the day to day. Like if I could do anything with no restrictions, I would eat out more because it's easier. And I would go to really healthy restaurants and I would get healthy. I would get a chef, really. Okay. But that's kind of far out there. I would cook with my kids more. Like that's, I don't do that now because I don't have time and I'm tired. But if I had no restrictions, I think I would love to do that. So I know I value quality time, connecting, and health because those are always the things that come up on my list. But what do you value? What would you do if money wasn't a restriction, time, you didn't have to find a babysitter, no schedule, no stress, nothing is a restriction? What would you do? Even like you can do this for your career. What would you do? These are some ideas of how to figure out what you value. But like I said before, this is a process. This is something that you can continue to think about and pay attention to. I've been focused on my values for years now, and they've stayed pretty much the same, but they've shifted a little bit, or I've just gotten better at putting it into words because I've thought about it more. And I can tell you that I am a content, grateful, joyful person. And I think a big part of it is because I know what I value and what I don't value. And it helps me make decisions. And it makes me more content and grateful for the things that I have. And it makes me live a more intentional life. Okay. So now that we've talked about why it's more important than ever to know what you want and to be strong in your values, and I've given you some ideas for how you can start figuring out and getting really clear about what you want and value, let's discuss the final point for today, which of course is how knowing this and paying attention to this will help us create and stick to a budget. And then vice versa, how having a budget can help you stick to your values. It actually goes both ways. So I guess really today we're working on the part of my mission. I always say my mission, it's I will help you create and stick to a plan for your money that you love. Today is the that you love part of the mission. So how can you create your monthly budget around your values so that you have this plan for your money and it's getting you those values? It's getting you the things you love. It's getting you the things you want. So first, it's with your goals. I don't remember what episode now offhand, but I think it was like episode number 2, right in the beginning, where I talked about like one of the mistakes people make with budgeting is that they don't really have a clear goal. And then, of course, you don't stick to your budget because you don't have a clear goal. But if your goal is something that you really value and it's to live by these values, then you're going to stick to your budget and you're going to love your budget because it's all about what getting you what you want. And even if it's something like paying off your debt, because you then, if you pay off your debt, you have more money to work with. That's the purpose. You have more security, more stability, more independence. And then once you pay it off, again, you have more money to do the things you want. So paying off your debt can be really something that you value. Saving a big chunk of your money just to have for an emergency fund, that gives you the foundation of security. Like, okay, Now I can spend money on other things without stressing because I know if something bad happens, I got this big emergency fund saved. So like, even though it doesn't sound like a fun goal, saving for an emergency fund, it is going to get you what you value and what you want. It's going to allow you to live without feeling stressed or feeling guilty because we have those foundations in place. Now you can save for whatever you want, like a vacation. Now it's more fun. Home decor. Now I can do all those Pinterest things that I want to do because I have this other stuff in line and I feel really good about it and I'm not stressed. That's what a budget is. A budget is not just like being smart with your money. A budget is getting what you want. It's putting money toward what we value and choosing not to spend money on the things we don't value. So it's also easier to stick to a budget if you know what you value, because you're so much less likely to like stroll through Target or any store and just buy whatever. It's so hard to stick to my budget because I want this stuff at Target. But if you know what you really value, then you know you don't really want that stuff. Or maybe you do want that stuff. Let's be real. Maybe you do want that cute jar at Target, but you know what you value more right now. Like, do you value the jar or do you value getting your foundations right so that you have less stress? Jar, less stress. Jar, less stress. You figure it out. You decide. But I think that knowing what you value is going to help you both ways. It's going to help you create a budget that you love, and it's going to help you stick to your budget. And then your budget is going to help you focus on the things that you actually value. It's going to make you set a goal, stay in your values, live intentionally. Like, do you guys see what I'm talking about? This is about more than just money. It's about happiness, joy, contentment, being intentional, surviving in your motherhood and your womanhood. It's about figuring out who you are and what you value. That's the budget effect. That's what I'm talking about. When you start to focus on this one area of budgeting and getting that in line, it causes you to put all these other areas of your life in line. That's what we're talking about here. So if you have not followed the show yet, come on, join us. I would love to have you as part of our community, wherever you are on your money journey, your motherhood, womanhood, intentional living journey. Join me. Join us. Click subscribe. On Apple, it's the little plus button. Let's keep doing this. I am wishing you less stress, more freedom, and many money goals met. See you next time.